Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world doing? It had to be better than mine this weekend. Oh my goodness. I couldn't even do a Money and Change show on Sunday. Yeah. News coming. Anyhow, guys, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. And we're live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And we have a lot of fun doing the show. We really do. And I'll tell you what, you can check us out and our archives right here on the Trim Radio Network if you want, okay? Well, anyhow, guys, so much stuff has gone on. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And we're getting into the spooky times. And I've got some funny stories today to kind of talk about things. They're kind of not spooky, but they're kind of funny, if you know what I mean. And also, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. So, as well, I've got some decent short movies about Halloween, okay? And that's what tonight is Halloween. A little bit of spooky stuff, okay? So, you want to kind of sit back, chill out, get your snacks and your beverage, tell your friends to watch the show, and we'll have a little bit of fun, okay? Well, anyhow, I've got to do a disclaimer. And nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take with what we say with a grain of salt. I mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, and chill out, and tell your friends to join us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, okay? I've heard a rumor, guys, about clocks being turned back Saturday or Sunday. Check into that. Make sure that your fire alarms, batteries are good. Make sure that your clocks have all been changed back an hour. Make sure that the batteries are good. I went around the house today changing batteries. I still have some more to do. I've got a lot of clocks. And the last thing that I do for clocks is I change the clock in the car. It doesn't change itself. I've got several that do, which is fine. But the rest of them, you know, you have to take off the wall, you have to get in the back, you have to take the battery out, put a fresh battery in, reset the time, all that kind of stuff. It gets to be boring. Leave the time alone, one way or the other, please. I think I said that to the politicians that might be listening. Okay, well, anyhow, guys, welcome to the show. I've got shout-outs to do, and a big shout-out is going to go to the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, better known as trimradio.com, and let me get that screen up there, and we'll get going here. There we go, and we have different shows that are available, and I'll tell you what, before we get into the shows, you can donate to keep us on the air. You can go ahead and buy airtime for advertising. You can go ahead and buy the merchandise, because that pays for airtime, and airtime is not cheap, okay? And I donate the money for the BMI radio license that we have for music. And I'd love to do that. And that way we can play our lead songs or anything that we need to have, okay? Well, anyhow, what are the shows? Well, you can see them right here. We've got Adventures Around the Bend. I was going to say around the world. That'd be a neat one to do. Yeah, around the world. I think that would be a neat one to do. But we have Adventures Await Around the Bend. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk. Not Lice. Oh, my goodness. Lice Walk. Come on, teeth. That's what happens when you have a bad weekend. And I'll get into that too, and hopefully you learn something from it. But anyhow, guys, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change. Hey, that's every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've also got other things cooking here, okay? And we'll get to that in just a second because I got to hit more buttons. Oh, that creates a problem, doesn't it? Okay, let's see if we can get this going here. And that's the problem. Buttons, buttons, and more buttons. I'll eventually get it right. I guess that's what happens when you have a crazy weekend and you're not feeling too well. I'll get into that. I really have to talk about that because I'll tell you what, that was a scary incident. It's worse than Halloween. And let me get back to where I was going. Oh, geez. If it isn't one thing, it's the other. Okay, the Trim Radio Network. Okay, we've got Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. We've got the Money and Change radio show every Sunday at 8 p.m. Unless I have to play a concert. And I've got three concerts to play in December. So we're good for the month of November. Get the mouth working. Oh my goodness. We'll be good for November, I'll put it that way. December, towards the end, I've got three concerts, and I think there's almost 3 days in a row, or it's over 2 weeks. That's going to be a long time. But anyhow, then that'll conclude the concert season for 2025. And then we start, I believe, in February, getting ready for practicing and setting up for the spring and summer concerts. Yeah, our group at the Tip City Community Band plays a lot of different concerts. We have fun doing it. We have about a 70 member group, and we have fun. But generally, I'm live every Sunday, okay? Except for last Sunday, and I'll get into that. Also, we have the Offsides College Football Top 25. We have the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever right here on Wednesdays. And that's always live. I like to keep it live. And also, we have Victoria Smith with her Natural Marketer podcast. Oh, yeah, you want to learn about marketing? Check out Victoria. I mean, she really has a good show. You want to check that out. Also, we have the Positude podcast, and we have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You know, you can give me the red pill or the blue pill. I always tell Rascala, I want the green pill. He hasn't found it yet. Maybe it's a natural pill. I don't know. Anyhow, guys, check out the shows. If you want to do your own show, here's the way to do it. You go over here. And it says, "Hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today?" Click the button. And it says, "Enter your question below, and a representative will get back with you." So you put your name in, you put your phone number in, you put your message in. "Hey, I want to buy airtime." Fill it out. "Oh, I want to do my own show." Fill it out. "Can I be a guest on Michael Bejas' show? How about Rascala's show? I've got some good information." And then all you do is down at the bottom, hit send. That's all you have to do. It's that easy. Yeah, I have friends of mine that are in broadcasting school. I was going to say radio and TV, but broadcasting school. And they were contacting us about either advertising or doing their own show and how we would do that on the Trim Radio Network. It's easy to do. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. All we do is use StreamYard, and we're set up to go different places. And we're on, gee, YouTube. We're on Instagram and a bunch of others. I was looking at Rumble. And I might be doing shows on Rumble too. It's kind of like a simulcast type of thing. And we're all having fun with it. But if you want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is just fill out the request form. It's simple to do. But the big thing here, you know, if you want to advertise like laser technologies, okay, emergency printer repair and so forth, check them out. You know, you can support our network. You can contribute. Boy, that mouth isn't working. Contribute, or you can go ahead and shop. And if you go down here and you hit the shop button, oh, we've got a couple new shirts. And a magic screen pops up there. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show New Blend Hooded Sweatshirt. We've got the Trim Radio On Air Unisex Ultra Cotton T-shirt. I guess anybody can wear that. Okay. The Trim Radio Network Duffel Bag. That'd be a good thing to take all your sports-related stuff to wherever you're going to go to a game. It'd be late for football, but for basketball, you'd probably load that full of your seat pad. A lot of people need seat pads. Of course, there are some people I know that don't need any seat pads. But anyhow, that's their problem. You can put all kinds of stuff in there. It's a good carry-all bag. You could put your emergency kit for winter use in that bag. We've got airtime fees. They're listed. We've got mouse pads. We've got bull rectangle key rings, okay? We've got the morphing mugs. Boy, I like to have a morphing mug that it's black with my world on it or money and change. And when you put a hot beverage in there, it changes color. And for money and change, maybe a $1,000 bill shows up. Just my luck, it would be Alfred E. Newman's picture on it. Maybe. Anyhow, guys, that's how you can help us out and donate to keep the shows on the air, okay? That's an important thing. All righty. Well, what else is going on? You know, if you check us out, and I've got to get to that page. Come on, button fingers. Oh, I'm having a heck of a time. And I'll get into that in just a minute. Just a minute. There we go. Right here, we've got our Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever page. And if you take a look at that, I post things on there from time to time. And we've got all of our friends here. Yeah, we've got, it's our little private group, but you can join. All you have to do is let me know, and we'll get you into this group. And it's a bunch of good people, I'm telling you. Really good people. Oh, God, Michael Bejas, what are you doing in there? Oh, my goodness. And then there's Randy and Pam. Bogus. Kelly. Greg. All right, Greg, you don't look like that. You're a guy. We've got Jeff, we've got Dora, we've got Clarence, and we've got others. But a big shout out to Jerry, because I know, Jerry, you are definitely listening tonight. And if you saw our little boo special, the pop-up skeleton, yeah, I put that on there tonight because we're going to have a little bit of fun, okay? Fun is good, but I normally say when we're on the show, different things. Yeah, that's your favorite drink if you want, okay? So you can do that. And just check us out on Facebook, okay? That's all you have to do. Wow, we got that out of the way. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, the thing I was going to tell you about. And boy, was I going to tell you about it. We had a problem. And it happened last Thursday, unexpectedly. And I went out to eat at a nationally known restaurant, very good place. And I was there with a friend, and we went out to eat, and we ordered different entrees, but one of the specials was broccoli casserole. Now, you know, if it's a good broccoli casserole, I mean a good one, I'll try it. I mean, I like broccoli, I like casseroles. Okay, let's try it. Tasted really good. Her broccoli casserole tasted good. We left happy and had a good meal. And I got home, and about 4:40 in the morning, oh yeah, the eyeballs start spinning, and we get all kinds of stuff going. And by golly, I was having to ride the porcelain pony. I'll let you figure that one out. And boy, was I busy. And the same thing on Saturday. I mean, we're talking a gallop, and if the pony wasn't galloping, I was. And I called my friend. I said, "Hey, how are you feeling?" And she said, "I'm not feeling so good myself." This is a national restaurant chain. What the heck is going on? So that was Friday, then Saturday, and then Sunday. And it got to the point where she was saying she was feeling better, and she said, "Let me take you to the hospital." And I'm like, "No, I don't want to go to the hospital. Just let it run its course. Let me get some electrolyte drinks. I'll start drinking those. I'll feel better." Well, Monday morning, I was still feeling not so good. I could not go and have our usual lunch at Holly's. Wonderful cast town, great food, great people, great company. I mean, it's nice. Nothing fancy, okay? But you might hear some people going, "Well, Floyd, how's your crops are growing? Did you get harvested yet?" I mean, it's a good little community place. The food's good. It really is. And it's a little bit like Dick's Resort, but not quite. They have to know you, and you have to know them. And you have a good time. I never have had a bad meal there at all. Never, ever, 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 ever. And the best pizza in the world. I mean, really good stuff. Down home cooking. Holly's, Cass Town, Ohio. Check it out. But anyhow, I couldn't even go there. And so Monday night, I couldn't even go to band practice. I was not feeling that good. Oh, yeah. And then I got talked into going to band practice because I had to take somebody to band practice because they can't drive at night. And next thing you know, I'm sitting there reading music and hoping that the porcelain pony doesn't kick in. Well, luckily that was all over with. Well, the moral of the story is this: if you go out to eat and something tastes funny, don't eat it. Okay? Make sure that hot food is hot and cold food is cold. Cold food needs to be below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Hot food needs to be above. The old score was 155 degrees Fahrenheit, and now it, even if it's reheated, is 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Make sure it's a clean place. Make sure the employees don't look like slobs and they wash their hands, okay? Nobody picks up a glass like this from the tap. Nobody. I guess you can see it that way. It's hard to see with it. There it is. Nobody. You pick it up from, it's hard with the glasses. Solid colored glasses work. I had somebody do that at a Dairy Queen one time. And they gave me a glass, it was a plastic cup, and gave it to me with their hands across the top. And I said, "Throw that one away and get me another one." Well, she grabbed it again from the top. I said, "You don't do that." And I said, "If a health inspector walked in here and you did that, that would be a definite violation, and you don't want to do that." "Well, I wasn't trained." Management issue. Don't we train our people that work there? So I showed her the proper way to handle cups. And the only reason I know is because I had state, I had local, I had college feeding. I had vending facilities. I had federal feeding, military base feeding. I was in charge of some of that stuff. And I want to tell you something. I went through not only a local health inspector, my health inspector, which was me for state, and then we also had either county or we had, ready for this one, federal facilities, which was GSA, Government Services Administration, and FDA. And at the military facilities, you had not only the state inspection, which was me, and you also had beyond that was the military inspection, especially at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And the food inspector at the military base there was the veterinarian. Go figure. Anyhow, yeah, I know my stuff. So be careful when you go out and eat, or you could have a holiday surprise, or you could have a Halloween surprise too, okay? Just be careful. Hot stuff is hot, over 155 to 165. Cold food is less than 40 degrees, okay? Okay, I don't want you having the problem I had. Okay, now, wow, what else do we have to do? I didn't do shout outs. I'll give a shout out for to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Also, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens, because he makes some fantastic pens. And the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin. We have the Deep South Homestead, which is now Pecan Grove. Danny Wunderking are now doing their shows at Pecan Grove. We have Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. We have Patriot Nurse, Rachel. And we have Amber Stork, which is Prepper Princess. You got to check her out. She was talking about really saving money. And she took people around her home, gave a tour. And I'll tell you what, she lives very simply and she knows how to save a buck. Then we have LDS Prepper and David Gilmore. I got to tell you something. You got me hooked on a radio, and right there it is. It's the Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. It's 771G antenna. With this, I can talk 35 miles from where I'm at and hit a repeater and talk another 90 miles beyond that. Great stuff. And the license only cost $35 for 10 years. So that license is mine for 10 years, and my family can use it, which means sister, it's immediate family. But if every person in your relative group had one of those in an emergency, you can call and talk to people. And that's what comes in handy. Because when the phones don't work and the power's not generated, you've got one of those radios, at least you can get out. You can talk to somebody. Do you have solar panels? One of them. Anyhow, solar panels. You can get those in a solar generator. It operates off the sun, and you can store power that way. Generators with running on either gasoline or propane or some even diesel. Yeah. Things are going to get tough, people, and it's going to the some of the stuff I have heard, oh my goodness. And people are talking about, well, there's an election coming up. Well, yeah, I know there is. And there's a lot on the line for both sides, except for one thing. I don't think that they really want what's good for the country. I don't know about you. I won't make up into my mind until I go into that voting booth, okay? And I want to make sure that when I hit the buttons and so forth, or I fill out the paper form, depending on what they have, I believe it's going to be paper forms here in Ohio. You have to put it into a scanner. I'm going to make sure the scanner matches up with that paper. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be asking an awful lot of questions. But get out there and vote. I don't care which way you vote. Okay? I don't care. Just vote your conscience and remember about the whole country. So, you know, I put political parties aside and I pick the best people that I think are the best. Okay? So go out and do that too. And that's coming up. And that's spooky and scary enough. Speaking of spooky and scary, oh my goodness, we got some stuff to talk about. I've got something that's coming up and I think you're going to like it. You know, I talk about different comedians. And there's a lot of stuff that happens. And I'll tell you what, I always liked the Three Stooges and some of the stuff that they do. I could have showed a lot of other places. But I'll tell you what, this one is, they call it Three Stooges running gag and their whole bunch in this series. But this is a good one, okay? And so let's take a look at this one and see what's there. I got to make sure I got the right one because I brought this up one way and it came up another. Go figure. Maybe that's what's spooking me. Oh, here's the button. Here we go.
Did he say blood? I'm anemic.
Hello, Mr. Black. There's prowlers in the cemetery. You better come on over.
Oh, but I can't. I'm giving a masquerade party. Yeah. Oh, all right. We'll be right over. We'll spread out and search the grounds. If you spot anyone, whistle. Larry, are you behind me? If you ain't, don't answer me. What are you yelling about?
That wasn't me.
Three Stooges and some of the tricks and stunts that they did, that was a running skit, and there were plenty of others. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it gets hilarious, and there's so many things that I could have shown tonight. And, well, let's put it this way. Thanks to Microsoft and Google, they wouldn't let me do a few things. And they like to go to the cloud, and I want to go to the computer because I can pull stuff up out of the computer. But no, it didn't happen. So I was just a little bit ticked off on that. Well, that's the running sketch. Now here's another one. And the Three Stooges Halloween, okay? Since it's going to be Halloween coming up tomorrow. And so here we go with Three Stooges Halloween. As soon as I find the right button again, there we go. Here we go.
Boy, what a neighborhood. This is the first house we've come to in 5 miles.
Guy lives here, must be a hermit.
Yeah.
If we don't sell anything here, me and my feet is quitting.
What is it?
What's what?
I didn't say nothing.
No, but I did.
Shut up.
What do you want?
We want to see the owner on important business.
This guy don't want to buy nothing.
No, he's heavy enough. Go ahead. Come on.
We didn't do nothing.
Say, what's the idea of all the clocks?
Mr. Graves, the master, must know exactly what time it is in all countries.
What time is it?
Shh. In 2 seconds, it'll be 5 o'clock in Russia.
Yo, ho, 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 ho.
Hey, let's come back at 12 o'clock and hear the whole song.
Shut up.
Mr. Graves is in his den. Follow me.
Go ahead.
Oh, what country are you from?
Hello, Doc. What's cooking?
Oh, the new caretakers. Fine, fine. Now, your wages are $100 a month, room and board.
But we're not. Oh, yes, we are.
I want you to look out for spies, especially Jap spies. You're not a Jap, are you?
Me a Jap?
I'll tell you. Wait a minute. He meant sap, not Jap.
Oh.
I want one of you boys to take this gun, just in case. Are you sure you know how to handle that gun?
Are you kidding? That's the front end. That's the back end. This is the gimmick you pull.
No. This was the gun.
Then Graves, the master spy.
I'll tell the story.
Mr. Graves was called away on a secret mission. So he had the three salesmen brought to his den, where he gave them instructions.
Gentlemen, I've been called away to Washington to demonstrate my new death ray machine. It will destroy millions.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with us?
Just this. While I'm gone, I want you men to sleep in the house, so enemy spies won't break in and steal any of my invention.
If enemy spies get fresh with us, I'll dash their head against the wall. I'll chop off their arms. I'll break their rear doors. I'll destroy them. I'll tear them. Yeah!
If an emergency arises, use this bomb. It will destroy everything and everybody.
Oh, we won't need that, as long as I got my old trusty shooting iron.
Be careful with that thing.
You got nothing to worry about. I unloaded it, see?
You unloaded it, huh? I'll unload your brains if you got any.
Now remember, boys, you will defend my property until your life's blood flows down the floor in rivers. Goodbye.
Okay, boss, you got nothing to worry about.
Did he say blood? I'm anemic.
There goes Graves and his bodyguard. This is our chance.
What about those three guys in the house?
We'll take care of them. What do you suppose I got these outfits for? I'll signal when I get inside.
The place is all locked up and we're the only ones in here.
Oh, Rachmaninoff's Prelude. And believe me, that's a hard piece. May I have this dance? Say, you're not a bad dancer.
You dance like you got your legs on backwards.
Oh, haven't you done it to all the boys?
Wait a minute. If we're here alone, who's playing the piano?
What difference does...
Hey, there's nobody there. Let's sneak up on him. Go ahead.
Look! Get down the keys!
Yeah, see, we got nothing to worry about.
But, Professor, who threw the pie?
That was one of the mysteries. You will see as I continue. The next thing that happened, the salesmen were in a conference.
What was that? Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up. What'd that mean? You too? We can't cover this place right unless we split up. You go in the den. You go in the basement. Go ahead, get started.
That's a strange story, Professor, but who was throwing those pies?
Ah, wouldn't you like to know? But wait! Right after that, there was something else happened that baffled description.
Nothing around here to be afraid of, I hope. Thanks.
I wish I had one of those.
Hey, Mo, there's nobody here.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Hey, Mo!
Mo!
Hey, Mo! Gary!
Where are you? How to Make Friends and Keep Them. 4 volumes. Where's the other one?
What's the matter?
Did you see what happened?
No.
No? Look in there.
I don't see nothing.
Stand aside. An octopus, look out. Oh, an octopus! I got it! Was that you?
Yeah. I'll knock your head right through your socks.
It was the butler, I tell you.
Let me in there.
Hey, Larry, is there anybody following?
following me.
No, but when I opened the door, there was a Jap spy standing there.
Hey, I just saw the devil. He stabbed me right in the back with his pitchfork. He had flame coming out of his nose. He had a big lung.
I must be haunted. Maybe it's me.
Plastic slapstick.
Hey, I just saw a ghost. Was he a fat one?
Yeah.
That was me!
Hey, Ellis, the bear was strangling me. He ripped both my arms off. Take it easy, now.
Stand back.
Don't touch us.
The bomb. Stand back. Stand back, or I'll mail it to the Undertaker. Come here. I mean it.
We'll annihilate you.
Hey, somebody lit it. I guess we fixed them.
You yes, said it. Who threw those pies?
Who threw those pies?
Professor, I can't stand it any longer. Who was throwing those pies?
Yeah, who?
Oh, I threw the pies.
Chocolate. Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's some of the classic stuff with tossing the pies. Yeah. Three Stooges. Would you believe it? Hey, that was comedy, guys. Besides being spooky. I'll tell you what. You know, there was a trick one time, and I'm not kidding. We went to high school football rally, and we had a really good team when I was in high school. And a lot of the guys that were on that team went to play on Big Ten schools. And one guy was a starter at, let me think here. Yeah, Purdue. And he started at Purdue. I believe he started as a freshman. Played all 4 years, All-American. Later on, we had one of the gang went up to Michigan and played at Michigan. Mm-hmm. One played at Bowling Green in Ohio. Okay. I don't think we had one that went to Ohio State. The story behind that was, okay, Woody Hayes was behind at the halftime, and they invited the high school seniors to go to the locker room at Ohio State, and Woody had one of his fits. And he was telling all of his big football players the way the world is going to live and live after the game if they didn't win it. And in talking to those football players, I found out that after Woody's tirade in the locker room, they went to go to other schools, especially, Purdue, Michigan, Bowling Green, other places, okay, Miami University, you know. But anyhow, we were at this football rally and big bonfire, you know, we always had a big bonfire. Well, this year it was out by the cemetery, not in the cemetery, but by the cemetery. And after all the bands were playing and the cheerleaders and the big pep talk by the coach and so forth, it was over with and people had to walk home. Well, I lived about maybe 8 blocks from the site. And a shortcut was through the cemetery at night. Well, there happened to be a couple of ornery football players that knew the route that we were going to take. And you could have a little bit of streetlight coming from Route 66. And you could see where you're going in the cemetery, even though it was dark. Okay. I wouldn't say pitch black, but it was dark. And they were walking along, and one of the cheerleaders is walking along, and all of a sudden, one of the football players reaches out from behind a rather big tombstone and grabs her on the leg. And she took off running and screaming, and we didn't see her for quite a while. And everybody started laughing when the football player came up and says, "I think I scared her." Oh, yeah, in the cemetery, okay? That was a trip. All that kind of stuff going on. Things get spooky sometimes during Halloween. Be sensible when you're doing trick-or-treating, okay? Check the kids' candy. Make sure it hasn't been adulterated and so forth. Make sure that you behave yourself during Halloween. You know, I had a big Halloween party up around Lima, and my goddaughter was going to have this big party. We were going to have probably 50 kids there. And her dad called me up. He said, "You're the godfather. You got to help." Okay, fine. I'll come up one weekend and we'll decorate the whole basement. Well, we had one guy dress up in a monkey suit, a big gorilla suit, you know, a hairy gorilla suit. He was hiding behind a panel. And so when the Halloween party came along, he was back there. And Perry was all dressed up, and we had this sound in the sound system, which he had a good one in this house. And you heard thump, 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 and a scream. Thump, 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 and a scream. Well, these kids were saying, nothing's going to happen. There's nothing's going on. Come on. And we told them to stay away from this one area. Because we said, you know, it's just really not safe to be there, but you can be anywhere else in this big room in the basement. Now, my college roommate had a house that was 17,000 square feet. It had a full basement underneath. I mean, this place was a big house. Big house. The biggest house in Allen County, Ohio. Out in the middle of 81 and Kemp Road. Well, anyhow. Kids were having fun, you know, they're drinking their pop and stuff, eating potato chips, all that kind of stuff. They're dancing to some music because they had a little disc jockey down there. Everything's going good. All of a sudden you heard thump, 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 you know, and everybody just kind of laughed. Well, the third time this thing happened, Perry knocked down the wall and he came running out at the crowd in the gorilla suit, doing the classic look left and right and all this kind of stuff. And I saw kids, and I swear their hair was standing straight up because their eyes were big and the mouths were open. And we had a lot of people saying, "Where's the restroom?" So anyhow, that was a fun Halloween. It really was. And that was memorable. I wished I could have had a lot of pictures because we had a lot of stuff going on. We had Jason with the chainsaw. It was electric chainsaw. And he was down there. We had dead people. We had ghosts and so forth. And we gave tours all through the basement and then up into this big room that they hadn't finished yet. And one of the mothers wanted to go through on the trip. And she was laughing and having a good time, but she didn't know their daughter was hiding at the top of the steps into this big room. And all of a sudden, we heard this voice, "Who's here? Who's here?" And we tossed a stone out into this room. Of course, it's unfinished. And it rattled on the floor. And this voice came louder. "Who's here?" Next thing you know, the mother gets close to where the daughter was hiding. And when the guy said, "Who's here?" and the mother started to laugh, and her daughter grabbed her by the ankle. Next thing you know, mother takes off running into the finished part of the house. Of course, this was semi-blocked out. We had blue light in there. And she had to find the restroom very quickly. Oh, it was hilarious. It was one of the best parties I was ever part of. And it was really great. And the guy that answered the door was really tall. Then, and we had basic, I'll get my fingers squared. Well, if I can, we had, there we go, well, kind of sort of, you know what I mean. Places where Frankenstein had his electrical connections, he had them. He looked just like Frankenstein. I think his wife even thought he looked like Frankenstein. Anyhow, that's what was going on. So, you know, have a good, safe, very safe Halloween, okay? I mean, things are going to get scary in the next 3 or 4 months. Who knows? And so you just got to be careful. One thing, people say, well, have you written a new Wrinkle City Gazette yet? And I'll tell you what, I've been tempted to. I might stay up late tonight and do a whole new one. Because I haven't written one in quite a while. And here's the Wrinkle City Gazette. Yeah, there it is. This is a 2019 edition. And I did this for something like about, oh, I don't know, 15 years. This is edition 202. And articles about Am I Gone Funeral Home. It gives new tours, the new location, and the ghosts with pumpkins, and the ghosts were all dogs. And the big parade with the skeleton band, that was the, what do I call that group? The Scapegoat Band, yes. They were in the parade and so forth. And also pictures from around the town were there, and some of the people that dressed up at a party that was local, and I got their pictures taken. And, well, the pre-Halloween prank leaves police without a potty, and it says local teens played a Halloween prank on the local constables by heisting their only porcelain pot, yes, the porcelain pony, from inside the police station again at City Hall. And Chief Barney One Bullet McGinty estimated the theft occurred when the police were providing security at the gala celebration at the newly renamed McCullough Square. "We're going to get to the bottom of this as soon as possible," said McGinty. "And the next thing you know, they'll be stealing the toilet paper," he said. Well, local members of the Hunting and Game Club provided the police with a homemade camper's friend, complete with a complimentary roll of toilet paper to use while they can find their toilet. "It's our duty to help others in need," said Herman Smith, president of the club. And McGinty was the first to use it as, well, as what? Oh, no. He couldn't wait. Well, anyhow, guys, it's election roundup time. I've got cartoons in there about that. And and ladies handing out treats, and these kids come up dressed up as clowns, guess what? She says, oh my, you're all dressed like Washington politicians. Hey, that was good in 2019. What else has been going on? Okay. And here's a witch that was, well, she had a problem with a broom. And the broom was stuck in the keister, if you know what I mean. And a cop was getting the report, and she says, I was rear-ended. Okay, so much for the crazy jokes and stuff, okay? There were cows over here, and they were looking at a T-bone in a casket, and the cows were in mourning and so forth, and one of the cows says, poor Uncle Louie cut down in his prime. You can go online and take a look at the archives of the Wrinkle City Gazette. And you can do that because it's at Weebly.com. So you look up Wrinkle-City-Gazette.Weebly.com. And you'll find a lot of the old editions. Okay. And there's a lot of comedy in there. You know, you borrow from different groups and so forth, and you have a little bit of fun with some of the cartoons and stuff. And you talk about, well, hey, play Amish Powerball today. Amish Powerball is up to 200 chickens and a goat. I wonder if they're up in Kidron, Ohio. But anyhow, guys, check out the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's there. And I'll tell you what, it lasted for a good 15 years, and I might revive it and make it last a little bit longer. Okay. And that's the Wrinkle City Gazette. And it was published every month. And I had to find out all the humor that I could find and all the pictures to match the humor. Okay. And come up with a different edition each time. Wrinkle-City-Gazette.Weebly.com. Check it out. It's free. Just download it and read it and have fun with it, okay? Well, guys, that's about all I've got this week for my world. And I'll tell you what, I hope you had fun with the Three Stooges and some of the silly slapstick stuff for Halloween. Have a safe Halloween, okay? Eat and drink sensibly. Don't eat a lot of candy. Okay. And you guys have a good week, and we'll talk to you on Sunday on Money and Change. Okay. See ya. Well, can I see? Oh, there it is. Well, you guys have a good one. See ya. Thank you.